I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Marina Carr's By the Bog of Cats, set on the ghostly landscape of Ireland's Bog of Cats, a furious tale of greed, betrayal, memory, self-sacrifice, loosely based on Euripides' Medea. IU's production will be in the Wells Metz Theater. It's directed by Ainsley Valentine. IU alum Kristen Martino is the scenic designer. MFA candidate Megan Branham is the lighting designer. Kristen, you recently designed The Gatsby that many of us have had a chance to see in the Cardinal Stage Company's production. And I know from here you're moving on to Florida. So you're here just briefly. Tell us a little bit about your vision for this dark and strange landscape.
The inspiration really came from making it a landscape that's incredibly bleak and cold, unforgiving, just trying to really make this world as impossible as it can be for these characters.
Wow. Okay, so cold, unforgiving. You're working in the Wells Metz Theater.
Mm-hmm.
What's the layout in there?
We're doing it in a thrust style, so this way the audience is really immersed in this landscape.
So we're on both sides of it and looking into it, if you will. What are the colors that you're working with?
Well, the opening of the script actually calls for a bleak white landscape, so we're using a lot of white, but then there's a surprise of a trail of blood, so we have this pop of red that comes through right at the beginning. We're playing with a lot of dark colors, light colors, a lot of contrast, and then pops here and there as well, too.
Talking about dark and light and pops, this brings us to Megan Branham, who recently lit The Goat, and in fact will be doing a musical in the spring. Megan, as you were thinking about lighting a bleak landscape, does this limit your options?
No, it's actually very exciting. What I've been working with is, my plot is basically a whole spectrum of blues and being able to find them, because the wonderful thing about blues is that you can find all these really cold colors, but you can also match them with deeper, warmer blues. And then the excitement, this caravan that has a pop of warmth to it. And so it's been exciting throughout this process, figuring out the bleakness, but also working it with the warmth of like candlelight and having these two play against each other.
So this seems to go a little bit against what Kristen was telling us about the basic scenic design.
Reading bleak, everyone always thinks of white, but then the lighting can come in and enhance it in these different ways to where you're still feeling cold and bleak even when there's many different colors on stage. I think of an artist, a lot of times to create white, they mix a bunch of colors together and your eye perceives it as white. And so it's kind of in a similar way painting with light.
We really haven't brought in the element of the characters and what they're wearing.
The customer is not here to support this, but I believe the color palette for the costume design is also very neutral, and so it can accept all of these different colors in many different ways.
How does that work with the lighting then?
Being able to pop the characters off of the set. Our backlight is a giant drop in the background.
Uh-huh.
So that backlight is really going to help them stand.
Kristen, what about this giant drop in the background? I'm curious
about
that.
So what that's doing is that's making this landscape for us feel endless in a way, because it's a big giant sky behind them. We've chosen a drop that has a lot of these gray clouds within it, so it's not a happy sunny day for these characters in any way.
IU alum Kristen Martino is the scenic designer. MFA candidate Megan Branham is the lighting designer. About the upcoming production of Marina Carr's By the Bog of Cats, the IU production in the Wells Metz Theater, directed by Ainsley Valentine, opens on September 27th and plays through October 5th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.